Welcome to the Silken Slopes podcast. Today I'm joined by Edgar Carrion, who is the founder and CEO of Dree. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. I
appreciate it.
What is Dree?
Dree is a peer-to-peer laundry marketplace. So it's an opportunity to provide people in your community home-based jobs and also an opportunity to get rid of the piles at home.
Yeah, we were on a phone call a couple of weeks ago, and I was really excited about this idea. And it's not a new idea from a world perspective, right? And I was mentioning that I had a buddy in college that kind of had a laundry service. Yeah. But I believe he took it to like a laundromat.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of years too soon at the time for that. But this one is a little bit different, and explain the differences.
Yeah, so to what you're saying, most of the concepts that have gone out in the marketplace, and just to kind of highlight, in 2013, there was a big boom with laundry, people trying to disrupt it. And they came into it with tech, primarily. They said, maybe if we involve tech, you know, we can scale this. So what people were doing is creating apps, hiring 1099 drivers, and this was their gig model, and then just picking up and dropping off, picking up at clients, taking to the laundromat. And then there was another model that was laundromats that were wanting to expand their reach. So let's offer, you know, pick up and drop off in our community. Our approach comes from a different mindset, just from my experience. So coming to the U.S. at 10, one of the things that we were always afraid of coming to the States was the cost of the American dream, right? Mm-hmm. It's you work long hours and you're out of the house for a long time. And I was just a little baby. I was 10 years old. So we didn't like the idea of mom and dad both having to be out for a long time. So when I saw this concept of pick up and drop off, I thought, if we can get my mom to do laundry from home, she would have been able to take us through this whole journey, not speaking the language, not knowing what was going on, school, no activities, no parent-teacher conferences, none of that.
Yep.
And so it's this idea of helping people build a home-based business so that they don't have to be out of the house for long hours like most gig jobs require.
Yeah.
And also unpredictable incomes. That's what happens with gigs. So for us, we assign these accounts and you get to know what is coming next week, the week after. In fact, it just grows.
Yeah.
And so that's our model. It's very different in that it's community-based and it helps people stay home and build an income from home.
Yeah. I love it. It's hitting on several facets of economics and sociology all at the same time.
And there's, let me just kind of highlight this. Laundry is fairly personal, you know, and we have different preferences. My wife likes to hang dry a lot of things. I could care less, you know, I could just throw all my laundry there. So the fact that you have this one individual assigned to you to care for your laundry, you get better with time.
Yeah.
And so you essentially get to have your laundry done your way without you actually doing it.
Yeah. And no AI or machine learning involved, because that's what people do anyways. I love the idea. So it enables folks to take as much or as little as they want, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you have a good washing machine and dryer, you're set up, right?
You're set up, yeah.
And a smartphone.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, a smartphone or iPad, something to that effect, washers and dryers. And, you know, I mean, 88% of households in the U.S. have them.
Yeah.
So,
if not, there's like probably 88 free ones on KSL that still work perfectly fine.
But that is an opportunity we're going to look at in the future as well.
Yeah, they're pretty cool and sophisticated these days and not overly expensive and do a really good job. So there's some unfortunate laundry loads that I would have throughout the years, like maybe after duck hunting or several weeks camping or something like that. Outside of like being a little embarrassed, you can have somebody else do that, right?
Yeah.
What's the business model as far as what these folks get paid?
Yeah. So it's a membership-based program. So you come on and you get, depending on how much laundry you do, it's a per-bag plan. So my family, we're a family of six. We have four kids, and we do one bag, one of our big XL bags a week. So that runs us about $160 a month. The processor, or Dree Pro, as we call them, keep about 60% of that right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
But in addition to it, we provide laundry detergent and all their laundry supplies, so they don't have to worry about that, and also to create consistency around the experience. But it's really well. I mean, most of our processors are between 350 to about 560 a week in earnings, $560 a week. Yeah,
that's great, and that's probably enough for a lot of people to stay at home and
huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And think about the now we're because of my insights and involvement with the Hispanic community, we're starting there from our DrePro side on the marketplace. But if you look at the average household income there, it's about $50,000. And you throw in another $1,800, $1,600, $2,000 a month, that's huge.
That's impactful for sure. All right, so the idea was kind of in your mind, it seems like, for a while. And you understood how things had worked here for, I don't know, centuries, right? Like rich people probably haven't done their laundry in a long time. But now you can just be middle class and save some time and then help somebody else.
Yeah.
But you do have to marry up some markets, right?
Yeah.
Marketplace approach, chicken or egg. Like anytime I'm talking to an entrepreneur that has to do that, I'm always interested in the process. How do you go about doing that?
So we start with the DrePro and then we build out around them. So the idea is to have them be home as much as possible. So if we have somebody from Ogden, for example, approach us and say they want to be a DrePro, and we start building around them.
Okay.
And one of the things we found really effective from a member standpoint is that most people are really excited right away because they haven't had an experience like this. So we capitalize on that by reaching out to them in that peak of excitement and say, if you'd like to share this with your friends, we essentially turn everybody into an ambassador.
Sure.
Right? And we've had it work really well. We've actually had some individuals that have gotten up to 14 of their neighbors.
Oh, wow.
Signed up, and which is great because then we serve as this one block.
Yeah.
You know, and it works great for our processors because then it's just that community that they're servicing.
Yeah.
So we do start with the DrePro.
Okay. And this could be like somebody in Monticello or even a small town. Doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
Platform supports it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll support it wherever it's at, where we see the most success. Saratoga Springs, Lehigh, in the Utah area.
Yeah.
Lehigh, Sandy, West Jordan, areas like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so once the DrePro is like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I live in West Point or, well, let's just say Layton. What kind of marketing tools do you use to, obviously, they're going to tell a lot of folks, right? Word of mouth. And then... but do you do any advertising or digital ads for the folks that might want the service?
Yeah, so the automatic is digital ads. We put that out there. We definitely turn our DrePro into an ambassador. And typically, we get a client fairly quickly, within a week or two.
Yeah.
And then we turn them into an ambassador. So then this is kind of our guerrilla approach, right? Where we have door hangers ready, and then we talk to that member that just had her first or second wash. You say, hey, would you mind sharing that we'll be in your neighborhood in your Facebook group?
Yeah.
So they'll go on there and be like, hey, guys, I just signed up for this. They're going to be coming around to offer it to you. Here's a code if you want to sign up. Half off your first month as an example.
Cool.
So then we go and knock doors. Just that entire day we knock doors. Typically, that's what we end up doing to get started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of this seems like it would work. It's all kind of proven.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be a good problem to have where there's several pros in a municipality, right? At what point is there enough pros? Have you gotten to that problem yet?
We haven't ran into the problem, but we in fact have more pros right now than we can supply them with orders.
Okay.
So we don't really have a service provider issue, but on average, a processor could probably do 20 or so accounts a week.
Okay.
So we could do a lot of damage before we get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could, be a single college student and want to make a couple extra $100. Yeah. And it really doesn't matter, right? If you're a stay-at-home mom or.
Yeah. We've seen it work most with stay-at-home moms or a single car household.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have a harder time figuring out what jobs they're going to get from home.
Yeah.
So it tends to work really well.
Very cool.
But in all age groups, too, I mean, from young people to senior couples. We have some senior couples that they do the laundry and then they set up this table in front of their couches and they're folding laundry while they're watching TV.
Yeah.
And so
it works really well.
It works well across all ages.
I wish someone in my house liked to do laundry, anyone, but I know there's people that enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like cathartic, and they're doing a lot of things at the same time. And
yeah, there are two things that people need all of the time. It's time and money.
Yeah.
And depending on your circumstances, one comes first. Ideally, we want it to be time, right? That we need more of. But the world is essentially that.
Yeah.
And so we're able to pair those two people together. We're able to pair the people that are needing the cash now and those that need time right now.
Yeah.
You know, those that want to do something better on Saturday mornings, and their lifestyle provides that opportunity.
Yeah.
That's essentially what we do. We are providing that opportunity for people that haven't for a long time lived life on their terms, and then those others that are already living life on their terms. That's the marriage.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to find folks that might forego like buying a new car and using this laundry service, because they might not have enough money, but they have plenty of time,
yeah,
and they want a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Because it's not like cost prohibitive either, right? You know, you've got different tiers, right?
Yeah, we have different tiers. It starts at 59, goes up to 159.
Yeah. So even like when I was in college, I probably would have opted for that $59 to have more time.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, as a single person,
yeah,
that would do all your laundry.
I mean, I didn't have two nickels to rub together, but I would have found some nickels to not do laundry.
Yeah. And in the future, we'll roll into that. But in the future, parents will be able to take care of that for their kids. You know, at $59 a month, and you have a freshman at college.
Yeah.
The last thing you want them to do is be sidetracked by little things that don't really matter.
Yeah. Or walk around being kind of smelly.
Or walk around nasty.
All right. So you've kind of launched in Utah, but this could be scaled in any part of the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, our goal for the next 12 or so months is to focus in Utah and just really hone in on that process for us, making sure that we're developing technology that makes sense for our processors and also technology or onboarding process that is smooth for our members. And we're learning a lot. You know, we talk to people every day, to our members every day.
Yeah.
Try to understand from beginning to the last mile what that experience should be.
Yeah.
And so you'll see us going really, really hard in the next few months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so from the customer's perspective, you know, they've signed up and are paying monthly, and you know, is it an app on their phone that they would utilize?
Yeah, it's a web app now.
Okay.
Soon to be an app. And that's what we're working on right now. So what we learned is that most people, and we should have known because Podium has all these billboards, but they love to text.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we figured out. They are happier when they can quickly shoot us a text. So that's how we're developing our tech or our app now, is instead of it being a click, 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 it's just a conversation.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Thursday night and you've got weekend plans, fill the bag, text the pro, and they could expect, what's the turnaround on average?
Next day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we pick up your laundry today, it'll be at your doorstep by 6-7 p.m. next day at latest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then that's like 1 week of not worrying about stuff, huh?
That's an entire week. I mean, think about the average household spends like 552 hours or so a year on laundry.
Yeah.
Now, to kind of get into what we're really passionate about is that 80% of those minutes are by women.
Yeah.
And so we really think about that a lot. In many ways. And in fact, one of the ways we're addressing it is we made a commitment that 78% of our team would be women. We want to make sure that there's a voice at the table that speaks on behalf of the customer. We don't want to continue to develop this product without having their voice. And that's a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Super big deal.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so with the texting, that should make things very quick and easy.
Yeah.
And what are some ideas that you guys have for the future, whether it's like apartments or student housing? And how do you make sure, as like the CEO, that you know you can't run out of money?
Yeah.
You got to hire folks. You got to work on the product. How do you focus on what you currently have versus what you'd like to do in the future?
There are a lot of shiny objects out there. And so right now what we're focusing on is family households. That's it. I mean, colleges are a huge opportunity. Commercial is a huge opportunity. That hasn't been disrupted in forever. You know, you have two big rhino brands in there. But we think that the household is the place to start. You know, we think that moms are tired and kids are still changing 2 to 3 times a day. Yep. So we want to take that burden away first. And outside of thinking of universities or anything like that, we're thinking about the last mile. So, okay, we brought your laundry back. Then what? You know, you still got to put it away. How can we simplify that process for you? Is there an opportunity for us to be involved? Aside from just saying, oh, you like it in hangers, we'll put it in hangers. Oh, you like it, you know, folded the Marie Kondo style, we'll fold it that way. Aside from that, is there an opportunity for us at the end? And that's, we stick to that right now.
Okay.
But there's a lot more.
Yeah, for sure. Know? It's kind of fun because it's something that's been done for thousands of years, mm-hmm. but there's always ways to tweak it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my folding style is dryer to a pile. So I probably won't be getting hooked up as a pro anytime soon. You want your clothes in a pile of wrinkles?
I think I saw the pile out here.
Yeah, there's a pile here. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but that's why entrepreneurs exist, is to find those that are good at what they do, and that would not be me.
Yeah.
Very cool. So this podcast will air during Hispanic Heritage Month, which is September 15th through October 15th.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that month and why it's important to you, and as you know, an entrepreneur, what message would you like to get out to the community as it relates to that month and other entrepreneurs?
That's a big question, but I'll do my best to share why it, you know, specifically important to me. I think that when you look at communities across the country, but let's just talk about Utah. There's a huge growth within the Hispanic community, right? Utah population is about 15-16% Hispanic. That's a big deal. And what we don't get to see is all the good things that are happening in that community. So for me, Hispanic Heritage Month is saying, hey, we're here. We're part of the fabric of the society. We want to be seen. We don't want to be in the shadows anymore. We tend to be fairly quiet. We don't like friction. We don't like to ask for things. And so Hispanic Heritage Month for me is, it's my time to ask. This is, we need to get seen. We need to show here in Utah, we have great VCs that are led by Hispanics. You know, we have other great companies that have been built by Hispanics, but we don't really know about that. We have from creative agencies to photo editing apps. I mean, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it's really just about saying we're part of the fabric. We want to be seen.
Yeah. And that makes sense. And we've got a few more folks that you've introduced us to that'll air as well. So yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot of folks. And a lot of positive momentum, it seems
like.
All right, so the little meat and potatoes question of the podcast is the CEO, first-time CEO, really, right? How do you kind of divide up your day? What tools do you use, whether it's technical tools, meditation, mountain biking, whatever it is? Yeah. Give us kind of a typical day of a growth CEO.
Yeah. Well, I'm on our app a lot because everything happens there. A lot of the messaging happens there, new orders, new members, all that kind of, I'm aware of what's coming in and out through our app. But I have this weird, I've come to recognize, I did have a company in the past. I was in restaurants for 12 years or so. But I never did anything for my self-care, anything. I mean, it was a.m. to late p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now I find myself doing the weirdest things. I listen to Mexican regional music from my house, from my driveway to the parking lot on blast.
Okay.
And it's almost, it's music. Oddly enough, I've had a really good life in the U.S., and I haven't had a lot of struggles outside of having to work hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like some nasty experiences, but everybody has them. But I tend to listen to songs that are talking about the struggle of the immigrant journey,
mm-hmm.
Which I can relate to from when I was a kid, but I don't now in many ways.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my mental health thing. I find that when I do that, when I listen to those in the morning, I have really good days.
Yeah.
Like I'm just full of energy, have a lot of appreciation for the three pros that are working with us. And then I leave my house, which my wife is our ideal customer in many ways. We have four kids. She's 5 with me if you were to ask her, but she's, you know, she's got a lot of things going on in the home. She gave up her career. She's got a couple of bachelor's and a master's, and she set that aside. And so I leave that, and then I just I get a ton of energy to just fix a lot of those things.
Very cool.
It's not like a let's ride bikes or do yoga, but it does it for me.
It's a good life hack, and it's easy, and you enjoy it. It's easier than, you know, lifting weights all morning.
Exactly.
To clear your mind.
My wife would prefer that.
Yeah.
She actually keeps saying, she's like, oh, you're getting more Mexican by the year.
Well, yeah, it's difficult, you know?
Yeah.
You've got age working against you, and you're a startup entrepreneur. So
yeah.
Just tell her, in 10 years, you'll have plenty of time.
Yeah. You know, I started restaurants when I was 22, left or exited when I was about 35. I thought I had worked my life away. And then we started this. And it's like being a baby again in starting a company.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the most uncomfortable feelings I've experienced. I went from, I had 8 restaurants, bars, started a coffee company, importing from Mexico, bringing it here, distributing, all that stuff. And I'm brand new again. And it's so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that enough. From going, building something that worked, and then saying, is that all you're good at?
Yeah,
that's all you're gonna do with your life, and then challenging myself and saying, no, I'm good at other things, but I don't know what those things are, and then coming to do laundry, and really kind of having a hybrid of operations and technology to solve the issue, but I'm new at it. I'm like, I'm so new, even though I spent 2 years now learning about it, going to work at the other competitors and all that. It is so uncomfortable.
Yep.
To be so new.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of an irony of life. There's a lot of folks that have made money in finance or tech, and then they open a restaurant, and it's opposite for them, right? Like, oh, I thought I had things figured out.
Yeah.
But new industries, new platforms, it is daunting and intimidating, but also stimulating, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You get to build stuff each
day. Yeah. I guess I like issues. I like problems, you know? It's when you look at our space, there are a lot of things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And when I see new issues or new problems that can come up, I'm like, oh, we're in the right place.
Yeah.
You know? So that's exciting. You know, there's always new things you're learning.
Yeah.
You might feel like the king one day, and then the next day you're like, oh, you know, laundry wasn't dropped off at the right time. And then you talk to the Dree Pro and it's logistics. And you're like, oh, there's a logistics problem here.
Yeah.
And I mean, all sorts of things.
Never ending.
But it's I don't know. I guess I'm learning to accept that I enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone's cracked that nut where there's not a problem that needs to be solved every day or something breaks. And plus you got people, right?
Yeah.
People are weird.
And I think what's really interesting about this space when it comes to tech is that there are two totally different types of users. Our Dree Pros and our customers, just totally different.
Yeah.
So being able to build in a way that fits those two sides of the marketplace is really, really cool.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, whether it's Valentine's Day or somebody's birthday or they said something dumb over the weekend that would benefit by getting this service, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a way to fix a lot of things.
Fix it pretty quick. So if folks are interested, where should they go?
Really simple. BoycottLaundry.com.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good website.
Yeah. Yeah. BoycottLaundry.com.
Awesome.
That does the job. And don't mention it. Just get it. Because
if
you mention it, you're going to sound like you're complaining about her not doing enough.
Perfect. Insights, right? That's some AI. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here. And I, for one, will be watching and seeing how this journey goes for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.